This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. A 3-day special sitting of the extended budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session, which will continue till the 18th of this month, will primarily focus on constitutional amendment to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce 3 amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam Bill, which was passed in 2023 proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, has said opposition parties are in favour of the Women's Reservation Bill, but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Mr. Kharge was briefing media in New Delhi after an India bloc meeting.
The way in which they have brought is politically motivated. Therefore, we all have decided, all opposition parties will oppose this bill.
The country's first women president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the Women's Reservation Bill is a landmark and far-reaching initiative that will significantly strengthen women's empowerment in the country. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu in support of NDA candidates. He accused DMK government in the state of misgovernance and corruption. The Prime Minister said that the NDA will provide pro-people good governance to the state. BJP leader K. Annamalai at a public meeting in Singanallur accused the DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin held a rally in Dharmapuri, while Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held a poll meeting in Vasudevanallur. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting virtually in Darjeeling and held 3 poll rallies in Jalpaiguri and Cooch Behar districts. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally in Uttar Dinajpur district. Ms. Banerjee said several welfare schemes have been implemented in the state for farmers, youth and women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stoffer will hold discussions today in New Delhi on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar expressed confidence that his discussions with Prime Minister Modi will open new avenues for greater cooperation across various domains. Our correspondent reports that Chancellor Stoker is being accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising Federal Minister of Economy, Energy and Tourism Dr. Wolfgang Hartmann-Dorfer, senior officials and business leaders. This is the first visit to India and this is also his first official visit to Asia. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced that field operations, the House Listing and Housing Census, HLO, the first phase of Census 2027, will commence across multiple states and union territories today. In a statement, the ministry said that the exercise will begin in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha and Sikkim, along with NDMC and Delhi Cantonment Board areas in the national capital today. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the Class 10 Board Examination results for 2025-26 academic session. CBSE said that the overall pass percentage stands at 93.7%, marking an increase of 0.04% to last year. Girls have again outshone boys this year with a pass percentage of 94.99%. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants at 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Put into bat first, Lucknow Super Giants were bowled out for their lowest total of the season, 146, with Mitchell Marshall's 40 being the highest score. And that is the end of this news bulletin.